Look at this fossil. It used to be an animal bone, but now it's just like a rock. It's totally different.
When you trust in Jesus as your Savior, He makes you totally different too. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Thanks for listening. Have you ever seen a fossil? They are so cool. Now, a fossil starts out as a bone that's buried in the earth. Over the course of many, many years, it changes into something more like a rock that will last practically forever. When you let Jesus into your life, He changes you forever, too. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, our human body is wearing out, but our spirits are getting stronger every day. And now for our story, it's entitled, Becoming Fossils. Amir rushed into the house and dropped his books. Look at this, he said, holding out a fossilized bone. My teacher said I could borrow it to show Grandpa. Can I show it to him today? Mom smiled. We'll go over to the nursing home after supper. Mrs. Patterson says only one out of millions of bones becomes a fossil, Amir told his mother. It has to be buried in just the right minerals. As the bone decays, the minerals seep into the pores, and bit by bit they replace the bone until there's no bone left, just hard, strong rock mineral. Really? Grandpa will love to hear about that, Mom said. I bet his neighbor, Mr. Wyatt, would like to see that fossil and hear about it, too. I doubt it, said Amir. He doesn't like anything or anybody. He's too grumpy. Amir set the fossil on the table. I know he's old, but Grandpa isn't grumpy like that, and he's even older than Mr. Wyatt. Mom thought for a moment. Grandpa is a lot like that fossil, she said. Amir's eyes grew wide. He's not that old. Mom laughed. What I mean is, because Grandpa knows Jesus, God's goodness and love has seeped into his heart over the course of his life. Just like minerals filled and replaced with materials originally found in the fossil, the Holy Spirit filled Grandpa with love, joy, and peace. All the right things. Now, he's pretty old. He's growing weak and tired and is starting to forget things. But God's Spirit is evident in him. And it's not in Mr. Wyatt? Amir asked. It doesn't seem to be, said Mom. As far as we know, Mr. Wyatt never trusted Jesus as his Savior. He never admitted his sin and let God's goodness replace his old self. Amir picked up the fossil. Maybe I should show this to Mr. Wyatt like you said, he looked at his mom. We should tell him how Jesus changed us like minerals change bones and that it's not too late for him. Yes, Mom replied. God can still work a miracle in his life. So what about you? Have you been fossilized by Jesus? Has His goodness and love seeped into your heart and replaced your old sinful self? You know, when you trust in Jesus, He changes you from a rotting old bone to a strong fossil. Even though our physical bodies may grow old and weak, we have eternal life with Jesus, and His Spirit works in our lives to make us more like Him. So trust in Him today. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. And now our key verse once again.
2 Corinthians 4:16. Our human body is wearing out, but our spirits are getting stronger every day.
And our key thought for today, Jesus changes us. There are 1.3 billion kids around the world that don't know about Jesus, and now you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, and every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.